We're recording again. This is Philosophy Take 2, because we did one and it didn't work because I didn't think it through.
We will probably put it on after this one or maybe before. Is it already on? Or not? At recording.
Yeah, it's recording now. We'll have put it on before. Yeah, before.
But it's not on as we're recording.
No, it's not on quite yet.
Yeah.
As we're recording, only one's up. It's all a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway, the philosophy question is, which we've been presenting in psychology again, if you could step into a machine which would destroy you completely, destroy you completely, but create a clone of you, which is biologically exactly the same as you, with the same thoughts, the same memories, the same everything, but on another planet, would you use the machine?
I see that. Yeah, you see. So what is you?
Exactly.
That's very clever. So am I just a lump of cells in a particular order, or do I have a soul, in which case whoever created me has been a bit lazy.
Are you really something more? Thing is, because I'm kind of an atheist. I say kind of an atheist. I'm an atheist, which means...
Yeah, you don't need to brag about it, like all the other atheists. No. I'm making a sweeping generalisation. I've angered a load of people now.
There's nothing... Yeah, some people are like that. But it's just a statement of fact, you know. You're agnostic, are you?
Yeah, if that means have no idea.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Agnostics can't make their mind up. But because that's my way of thinking, I think we're just a collection of stuff and that's what we are and then we move on. And for me, that's very comforting. But for some people, I think they need to know that there's a soul, something more. But for me, that's a bit scary. I don't know.
No, well, there have been experiments to see if there was a soul, rather bizarrely.
Right.
Like, there was one, they weighed people.
Okay.
When they were alive and then weighed them when they died to see if the soul was a physical thing.
Yeah.
So when it leaves the body, they'd be lighter.
Okay.
By
all
logic.
Did it work?
People were lighter after death. That has to be said.
Is it nothing
to do with the whole dehydration and losing mass way after you die? No. It was clearly the soul that left the body. There.
That's what I was going to say. But there's also been ones about out of body experiences where people sit on a thing and they stimulate the brain so that it has an out of body experience or something. I think there's a particular way you can stimulate it which makes them feel like that they've been lifted. But what they do is they write a number on top of a cabinet which is too high for them to see.
Yes, so they don't see it when they go in, but they would see it if they were above them in the wherever they are.
Exactly. Yeah. No one's managed to do it yet, though. No one's managed to see the numbers. They've done it on quite a few people, actually, tried to stimulate an out-of-body experience. And it's strange, on the religious people it works, but they tried it on Richard Dawkins. Nothing. Yeah, fuck all.
I like the way you've actually managed to swear once in everything so far.
Did I manage to do it on the last one?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh.
Depends how strict you are on the language. Anyway, what was the original question? We'll get back to it quickly.
I'm such a dirty, dirty boy.
Don't say it. No, back to the original question.
Would you step in the machine? Yes or no?
Yes, I probably would.
Yes, we're agreed. High five!
Yeah.
You just clapped.
No, I didn't.